welcome to the WBDG podcast. We are the Outcasts, and this is our podcast on WBDG. And today I want to bring up the subject of the Reddit stock market. Is it an attack? It's not an attack.
It's not an attack.
It's playing the system.
Yeah, basically, that's all.
So, if for those who are unaware, which, if you are unaware, I don't know how you've done it.
Pay attention, guys. Pay attention. Yeah. It's the stock market. What's going on
here? Open your eyes.
Look at the news
or something. So, Reddit, people on Reddit on a subreddit called r/WallStreetBets all came together to purchase tons of GameStop stock because there was a fund who was betting on GameStop's fall. So, by purchasing all this stock, they've raised this stock for GameStop, which caused those funds to lose billions of dollars. And people have been able to make millions off of these stocks. It's incredibly insane.
It's an amazing feat, but it's... You know how you have all, like, the famous people, and they're always like, oh, you need to, y'all should, like, invest. It's a good idea. It'll keep you safe, and, you know, it'll get you a lot of money, and then you'll be all good for life. But they start doing this, and the rich folk are like, you know what, you need to back down a little bit. You need to stop. What you doing? What you doing?
Yeah, I believe one of the quotes from, I don't know her name, but she's a politician, and she's arguing that they need to start regulating the Wall Street because of like this. She said something along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing here, that the big guys only care when they're the ones losing money, because I mean, most people, when they invest in stock, you know, they're getting a pretty steady stream of money, maybe lose a little, gain a little here and there. But the Wall Street guys, they're earning a lot because they really know how to play the system. But now they've just gotten played, and they're starting to question the system.
Starting to relapse, and they're starting to question it themselves.
They're like, hang on, you can't do that. We were doing that.
Yeah, I thought that was real fancy of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's that... Dude, like, my six-year-old could basically just go up to it and be like, yo, let me invest in GameStop stocks. And he'd be a millionaire. And the rich folk are like, you too young or something, and putting, like, regulations on it. That's what's going to happen now. That is what is going to happen now. I have $20 bet on it. They're going to start, like, actually regulating that hardcore. They're going to start putting down some, like, laws and stuff. $20. Anyone who takes it. Carl Azuz, I'm waiting.
Wow, he's calling you out. But, I honestly could see that happening. I hope it doesn't. It doesn't happen, but we will see, I guess.
It's going to happen.
It better not.
It will.
What's the... Probably.
It's the one chick.
Okay.
I'll just stuck with the Israeli.
So, next up in... this wonderful world we call America.
We're a world now, guys.
Yeah.
Screw England and all of them.
Everybody's paying attention to American politics. Like,
well, we could be pretty funny about it sometimes.
Yeah, but...
Even the American people are like...
everybody's just, what is going on here? Anyways, Speaking of what is going on here, Marjorie Taylor Greene is being considered for removal from the House.
She's being rather naughty, I say.
Apparently, before she was elected, she made statements of believing in QAnon, which not the biggest thing. There's a lot of people in Congress that believe that. But more interestingly, she believes that she stated that she believed Israeli space lasers caused the California wildfires.
What's going on here, guys?
and she's also, you know, she stated a couple other things like there was one like big school shooting that was a coup or a hoax, and that a plane did not crash at 9/11 into the Pentagon. And just what?
There, you could tell there's already a lot of issues with this.
there's so much wrong with this.
Everybody's just cracking down on her now. Does she have any followers? Like, do people actually, like, believe that?
There's definitely constituents that believe that, of course. There's, you know, there's millions, billions of people in America. Of course, you know, there are going to be some people who are like, yeah, I agree with that. To which I say, I'm glad you're not in office. but she has not denied any of this. She's not, like, coming out and saying, oh, yeah, I don't believe that. She's just kind of left it out there. She's a Republican, so her party has been very vocal about her trying. They're trying to get her to take that stuff back, or they're threatening to remove her from the House for good reason.
Yeah, that's really understandable. When you can't be in politics and make statements, or not statements, but like conspiracy theories about topics as like known and sad as what happened like with 9/11 and the Pentagon and the Twin Towers. You can't make statements like that really and expect it to go lightly. That's just not a good move on her part. It was a very sad moment in American history, and it striked everybody. And I feel like as soon as she made that statement, that's where it went downhill.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say, Cole?
Not really, to be honest. But, I don't know.
I was really trying to get, you know, pass you the baton because you look like you really wanted it.
No, I'm just... sorry. No, you're fine, but, that's honestly my fault for making it look like I needed the mic.
Yeah, I was like, you got something to say. You look like you got something on.
Not right now, no.
I'm surprised you don't, considering the lady we like just talked about.
Yeah. Normally I would, but
Israeli Death Star guys incoming.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Oh, that's a making for another movie, guys. That's a whole movie. Earth Wars or something.
Wow.
The Israelis are the empire
And she is, she's like the Luke Skywalker.
Oh, I hate to call you wrong.
But,
you know.
That's sometimes, like, with conspiracy theories like that, you could always, like, I always try and keep, like, an open mind. You know, you don't know. Some topics like the assassination of John F. Kennedy, those are heavily conspiracy theory, like, out.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, like, crazy theories like, oh, he shot himself or something like that or stuff like that. There's none of that. There's no Israeli space laser sniper rifle aimed at him or something. They're pretty, like, it's solid, like, evidence. They always keep up with it. They're like, oh, they're, like, mapping out the area he's driving in, and they're like, there could have been, like, multiple misses. There were 3 shots fired, I know that. But there were, like, multiple misses, and they were like, there could have been a second shooter, probably from somewhere else. That was one of the theories. Some think it was just Oswald, but there was a theory that came out later that was like, maybe there was a second guy. And then there was another theory where there was like a weird creepy dude in a picture, and he had like a black suit with like a black fedora on. He had like a weird little umbrella on him. And they were saying he was pretty sus too.
Sus. Yeah, no, that's the thing is there's an arguable case behind all of those.
Yes.
But when the California wildfires.
Yes, that's.
Like, there was not just some giant bright light that came from the sky and beamed down on the.
That's what I was trying forest. To get at. I'm like, yeah, you got the JFK stuff. That's, like, solid. You got evidence that could back that up. But there's not enough to where you can make, like, a full-on decision.
There's enough evidence to theorize, but there's not enough, like, concrete evidence to say this is what happened.
Yes. But this lady,
she has...
There ain't nothing. We've been in space multiple times. I don't think we've seen an Israeli Death Star up there.
She has created her own evidence. We literally have... We have concrete evidence of this stuff, and she has just created evidence to go against it. And it's not good evidence. Maybe even non-existent. I don't know what's going on in her head, but
who knows? It could be just a thing for like attention or something. Maybe she's just trying to like create a new movement or something. Who knows? Just weird, man.
Yeah, like. I'm all for conspiracy theories, too. Like, yeah, you can have your opinion, but there's, like, a point where you just got to draw the line. It's just, some of these are just getting out of hand.
Her first theory was, we already drew the line. We had it drawn before she said anything, and she freaking crossed it anyways.
Yeah, she crossed that by a long shot. But
that's a mistake you cannot make in politics. But yet again, it is a person's opinion. Of course, we will respect that. Though we may not agree with it, we will respect it.
I barely,
kind of.
I barely respect it. That's.
Well, I mean, as in, like, you know, you do you, man. I mean, like that, not respect it, as in, like, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you know, 9/11, whatever, Pentagon wasn't hit by a plane or whatever she said. And then, yeah, just saying, like, you do you, lady, leave me out of it, please.
Yeah, like, luckily, I won't ever have to talk to this lady, so I won't have to hear any of the other stuff that she hasn't said where she's, like, posted it on the internet or let it go viral, so, before she goes too out of hand, luckily I won't have to.
Well, I didn't even know that. Like, before I walked in here, I didn't even know there was any of that.
I mean,
but now I'm just like constantly thinking about it. Like, what is gonna happen now with the Republican Party? especially after the election, Joe Biden winning and all that.
That's the thing is, with the Republican Party right now, we're seeing a lot of division because of, you have the GOP, the great old party, like, you have these very conservative Republicans, and then you have the Republicans who have been, like, backing Trump, which they call the Trump Republicans, and they're very different, and they want different things, so we're seeing kind of like a change in the Republican Party right now. Apparently, Trump is trying to start his own party, the Patriot Party, which, if he's able to, like, garner enough support for different, like, candidates, then that's gonna pull a lot of voters away from the Republican Party, and you'll see Democrats taking over office for years to come. So it's a very, like, dangerous political game that he's playing right now, especially with since he's going on trial again. Apparently, he, like, just a day or two ago, today's the 3rd, he fired his legal team because...
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, they wanted to argue that the impeachment trial was unconstitutional, but he fired them because he wanted them to argue that, oh, what was it? I can't remember what they wanted them to argue. He wanted them to argue.
He wanted them to argue.
Yeah. I don't know. He is just like, he didn't want to argue that the impeachment was unfair. He wanted to, like,
he was down the
address
drop
his
it.
Own
yeah
address his own issues, which if I'm in that situation, I no dude, like, I'm just gonna say, yeah, the impeachment's unconstitutional, get me out of here, I want to go home. But I guess if, you know, he's trying to start a new political movement, then this might be the step he has to take.
Oh, yeah.
Politics are definitely heating up recently.
Strong suit of this country, politics. That's what keeps it interesting for the people.
Keeps the world interested.
It's like sports, except whoever wins runs the country.
It's high-stakes sports is what it is.
Watch, Kanye West is going to come in clutch and with the birthday party, and he's gonna start swooping up all the votes. They're going to be like, oh, well, these guys aren't doing too well. Kanye will do.
We'll have to put him in.
I vote Carl Azus for president of the United States.
If he ran, I would vote for him.
He is going to elect that every day is awesome. And he will make his 10-minute... He will make all of his, like, little speeches at least 10 minutes long.
Yeah, he will not exceed 10 minutes.
If he does, he will be stopped. He will stop himself and he will walk off.
He'll stop mid-sentence and just leave. Everything he does is 10 minutes. No more, no less.
He walks up, he's going to be like, yo, what's up, guys? Fridays are awesome. My name's Carl Azus.
He'll be president. He'll be talking about how his plan to help what he thinks is going to better the world. And then it just hits 10 minutes. He just stops right as he's about to say it.
What's this new plan you got, Carl Azus? Well, the planet just walks off.
Sorry, my 10 minutes are up.
Why are you walking off? It was like, that was more than 10 minutes. That was 10 minutes and 0.1 seconds.
Seems like something he would do.
I think that's pretty solid.
Yeah. We don't want to talk about Bezos or SpaceX.
Actually, yeah, let's talk about Bezos.
You want to talk about Bezos?
Mm.
Okay. So next up is Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon. Big Bezos, the big Bezos. He's stepping down. He's going to be moving from his CEO position to executive chair. Surprising, honestly. He's started this company. You know, he's been the CEO from the very beginning. He's making tons of bank off of this. So why step down like that?
Does he have somebody in replacement for him, maybe?
Yes, he does.
Who's the person?
I don't remember his name, but he is the head of their, like, Amazon Web division, and he joined the company, like, 2 years after it was started, so he's been there from pretty much the beginning as well. The Amazon Web division is, like, where they're making most of their money. So, that guy's stepping up to be the CEO.
Well, if that's where they're making most of their moolah, then it probably... Yeah, I think I would understand that.
Yeah, I understand, like, why they're choosing that guy to take up the position, but I don't understand why he's giving it up.
Yeah, that would be... He must have a lot of trust in the guy. They probably know each other really well.
Absolutely. Because I believe Amazon was around, like, 1975. So that guy's been there since, like, 1977. So they've gone through it, you know?
Yeah, they've probably done a lot of business with each other, and they probably respect each other heavily. And... It's like it's like this business relationship that happened back in like the 1880s. I think it was Carnegie and Steel, and I think it was Henry Frick was his name. They both respected each other, and they both, you know, Carnegie stepped up Frick as high as he could go, basically being like the literal second-hand man.
Yeah.
Like, everything would go right-hand through man. Him, but, you know, he was still kind of, like, the man. That's kind of what's going on here, but not...
Because he's still got that executive chair position, so he's
still a higher-up, yes.
Yeah, he's still very high in the company. He's just not at the tip-top.
And I feel like he would have just a little bit more knowledge, though, in, like, his departments and stuff. And I feel like that would help our Mr. CEO, new CEO now.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty interesting. Just seeing what Amazon's going to do next in general, because they've become such a large company.
And they've been, like, their usage is, like, incredibly high, especially now due to COVID-19.
It's skyrocketed for COVID.
Everybody, like, seriously, like... Everything that is online around COVID, it doesn't matter what it was, it's skyrocketed.
Yeah.
eBay, Amazon being the top dog. And, yeah, it's just all those just jumped. And they're still pretty high.
Yeah.
Even with, like, the vaccines out and everything, it's like, yeah.
Vaccines, speaking of which, those are... I'm very excited to finally see those coming through. Hopefully, you know, we can get them distributed fairly quickly.
Well, I don't...
Or not fairly quickly, but fairly well, I would
say.
Well,
I feel like it should be quickly. Because you know how they said, like, you got, like, a 4-month immunity after having it. So I feel like... To get rid of this, they would have to drop that sample thing to, like, everybody within those 4 months. So, like, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do, is just get as many people as they can in those 4 months.
I feel like that would be the most effective, because you can't just give it to somebody like they're doing now and then just, you know, 4 months later, who knows? Not everybody, you know, will have it. It's some people aren't even going to take the shot because, of course, more conspiracy theories. People don't want the stuff inside them. They think some weird stuff's been implanted.
Yeah, some people are not. I feel like, I don't know who is and who is going to take it. I know a couple people, but I'm not going to name them. But I know that if it does come out, especially around here, I'll probably have to get it. But other than that, I don't really know.
We should all get it just to be like, you know what, let's do it. Get over with.
Get the masks off.
If everybody works together, get rid of it. Well, not really rid of it, but, you know.
Prevent it.
If it's executed correctly, I feel like we could get rid of it. But that would take everybody in the country to actually do it.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen, of course. But, yeah, if they execute it correctly, we could probably get it done and over with. Easy peasy. But there's got to be a good supply, too. Because I heard some places were having a little bit of not a big drop, but just a little bit of a drop in vaccine supply.
Well, whenever you're talking about a world pandemic, they have a lot of vaccines to get out across the whole world. So, they're running short. You know,
the people in their houses don't need it, though. They've just been stuck in their houses all the time. So, I don't think they need it.
I'm just saying, there's probably little to no people who have actually quarantined for, what, close to a year now?
Yeah. Well,
I guarantee
they can only do it for, like, so long, and then they're like, screw this, I'm getting out of my house, see you later.
Yeah, like, I guarantee, you know, there was probably some people that waited till, like, all right, summer, I'm not doing this anymore. Once it was, like, June, they probably just said, enough of this.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good note to end it off on. We'll see what happens later on, and we'll be sure to talk about it, COVID vaccine-wise, of course. But we were the Outcast WBDG, and we'll see you next time.